Hello, I'm Zoe Diamond with the BBC News. The United Nations has released satellite photos which it says show that the Temple of Bel in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra has been destroyed by Islamic State militants who control the site. Nick Bryant reports from New York.
The blurry satellite image released by the United Nations makes for depressing viewing, for it shows that almost nothing remains of the main structure at the centre of the temple. Earlier on, Syria's antiquities chief said that the basic structure of the 2,000-year-old site was still intact, despite attempts by the group calling itself Islamic State to demolish it with explosives. But a statement from the UN's training and research agency, UNITAR, confirmed the destruction of the main building, as well as a row of columns in its immediate vicinity. Its destruction will be widely viewed as an egregious act of cultural barbarity.
Two journalists facing jail sentences for linking the Thai Navy to human trafficking have been acquitted of defamation. In 2013, Alan Morrison and Chutima Sidasathiyan reported that naval officers were involved in trafficking Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar. From Phuket, here's Jonathan Head.
In a brief summing up of the case, the judge found that the article published by the Phuket One website was properly researched and that it did not damage Thailand's national security. The Thai Navy brought the case in December 2013, arguing that a 41-word paragraph which referred to the involvement of Thai naval forces in human trafficking damaged the Navy's reputation. Alan Morrison and Chutima Sidasathiyan started the website to cover tourism in Phuket, but they were the first journalists to report on the plight of Rohingya Muslims washing up on Thailand's Andaman coast and on the harsh treatment they received from human traffickers and from some Thai officials.
Thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails have been released as part of an investigation into her use of a private computer server while Secretary of State. The State Department says 150 emails had to be censored because they contained information considered to be classified. The probe could damage Mrs. Clinton's bid to be the Democratic candidate for the presidency next year. Peter Bowes has more.
These are only 25% of the total of emails that will eventually be released. The FBI is investigating. I've spent much of the last hour looking at some of those emails on the State Department's website, and the vast majority that I've seen so far are relatively mundane.
A jury in the United States has convicted a 74-year-old man of shooting dead three people outside two Jewish centres in a suburb of Kansas City. During his trial, Frazier Glenn Cross said he'd carried out the killings last year because he believed Jews were too powerful and were destroying the white race. None of his three victims was actually Jewish. World News from the BBC. Several people are reported to have been wounded in a gun battle between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in the West Bank. Palestinian officials said heavy gunfire broke out when Israeli soldiers surrounded a house in Jenin to arrest Islamist militants. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of the Austrian capital, Vienna, to demonstrate against the ill-treatment of refugees. They held up banners reading, "Refugees welcome" and "I don't want Europe to be a mass grave." Last week, the bodies of 71 migrants were found in an abandoned lorry on an Austrian motorway. President Obama has warned that the world must reach an agreement to curb the effects of global warming while it still can. He told a meeting of foreign ministers from Arctic nations in Alaska that climate change would, in his words, define the contours of this century more than any other challenge. He said none of the countries represented at the meeting was moving fast enough to meet the challenge at the moment. Mr. Obama said it was an issue world leaders could not afford to ignore.
Climate change is no longer some far-off problem. It is happening here. It is happening now. Climate change is already disrupting our agriculture and ecosystems, our water and food supplies, our energy, our infrastructure, human health, human safety. Now, today.
Scientists say they believe about 90% of the world's seabirds are likely to have some plastic in their stomachs. In a report, the researchers say they reached their conclusion after analysing studies conducted over half a century. The government of New Zealand has announced a shortlist of four designs for a new national flag. Three of the schemes incorporate the silver fern motif, which is used by New Zealand sports teams. The four options will be put to a referendum later this year. That's the latest world news from the BBC.